رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brother and sisters. We were doing exercise number 3. Remember? I hope everything is clear there. Now we go to exercise number 4, and which is nothing but Halwa Puri. It's very easy because you have now a good idea about fi'l mudari. Okay. Ta'ammal ma yali. Ponder what follows. Huwa yadhhabu. Now, if you were to put an in front of yadhhabu, what will happen? Huwa yuridu an yadhhab. He wants to go. Hiya tazhabu, hiya turidu an tazhaba. So very simple. Anta tazhabu, anta turidu an tazhaba. Got the idea? How will you translate it in English? He wants to go, she wants to go, you want to go, like that. Ana azhabu, ana uridu an azhaba. I want to go. Nahnu nazhabu, نَحْنُ نُرِيدُ أَن نَزْهَبَ. Now that was, brothers and sisters, what was that? 5 in our pocket. Now we come to هُمْ يَذْهَبُونَ هُمْ يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَذْهَبُ. So here we have يُرِيدُونَ فِعْلٌ مُضَارِعٌ مَرْفُؤٌ بِثُبُوتِ نُون. And then we have يَذْهَبُ فِيَلُونْ مُدَارِيُونْ مَنْسُوبٌ بِهَذْفِنُونْ. Pardon? ثُبُوتِنُونْ and هَذْفِنُونْ. Got the idea? So it's very simple. Even the analysis, what we say, it's very simple. أَنْتُمْ تَذْهَبُونَ أَنْتُمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَذْهَبُ. Same thing. And in both cases, where is the fa'il? Wow. And in all of the 5 above, the fa'il was mustatir. Anti tazhabina. Anti tazhabina. Anti turidina an tazhabi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, turidina fi'lun mudari'un مَرْفُونَ بِثُبُوتِ نُون. And أَنْتَ أَزْهَبِي فِعْلٌ مُدَارِيٌ مَنْسُوبٌ. Why مَنْسُوبٌ? Because أَنْ came. بِهَذْفِ نُون. Where is the file? Yeah. Ya is the file. This is نُون آتَا هَي نُون جَاتَا هَي. What is the terminology for this? It is called الْأَفْعَالُ الْخَمْسَةُ. What is it called? Al-Afwalul Khamsa. Wherever you read this Al-Afwalul Khamsa, those are the verbs, Khamsa, 5. Those are the verbs in which the presence of Noon is the sign of Marfu, and the absence of the Noon is the sign of either Mansub or Majzum. Majzum we are going to study in the in next 2 lessons, inshallah. So it's very simple. And what do we call in our own simplest way? Noon aata hai, noon jaata hai. Noon comes and noon goes. When it comes, it's marfu. When it goes, then it is either mansub or majzum. Now, brothers and sisters, we have here only 3. How come there are 3? All the dual forms are missing. Okay? Dr. Abdul Rahim keeps them separately and they will come at the end of the book. lesson 31. So, yazhabani, okay, tazhabani. Four dual forms are missing. So, in total, there are seven forms. Three of them and four duals. When you conjugate, she count them. But tazhabani is repeated three times. So you take them as one. One tazhabani, one yazhabani, two, and the three are here. Makes it five. So they are called al-afwalul khamsa. Five verb. I would call it five special verbs. What is the speciality? Noon aata hai, noon jata hai. Okay. And then hunna and antunna. Hunna, okay. Yadhabna. Now how will you describe this? Fe'lu, mudariun, mabniun ala sukun. Now this form is a marfu because there is nothing in front of it. So we will call it fi mahalli rafa'in. Oh, and look at the other way. Hunna yuridna an yazhabna. How will you translate them? They, all females, want to go. So if I were to describe it, brothers and sisters, hunna, here is mubtada. Yuridna starts a jumla failure. Are you with me? Yuridna failun mudariun mabniun ala sukun fi mahali raf'in. And nunu niswa is your file. And an harfu nasmin wa masdariyin yadhabna failun mudariun mabniun ala sukun fi mahali nasbin. Now we know it is mansu. Okay, antunna tazhabna and antunna turidna an tazhabna. All of you means antunna is you. So we will say you all want to go. Are you with me, brother and sister? Is it clear, brother Muhammad? Inshallah. See, if you are strong in your mudariya, these are all very easy, brother and sister. Now comes exercise number five. Number five is extremely easy. Number six is a little difficult. Because in number five, brothers and sisters, you are only using the different forms of mudariya for only yazhabu. How many we are doing, brother? Can we say 14 forms of yazhabu? Yazhabu, yazhabani, yazhabuna, tazhabu, tazhabani, yazhabna, tazhabu, tazhabani, tazhabuna, tazhabina, tazhabani, tazhabna, azhabu, nazhabu. Now we got to figure out which will fit here. Yuridu tullabu, third person. Are you with me? Okay, let us start. Brother Muhammad, you do the first one. Yuridu tullabu an yazhabu, mashallah. What did you do? You drop the noon. Yazhabuna, you drop the noon. Got the idea? Ila mutahaf. What is mutahaf? Museum. Ghadan. How will you translate, Brother Muhammad? Wanted me, brother. Want to go. Present tense. Are you with me? They want to go to the museum tomorrow. Are you with me? Very good. Brother Hassan?
Ya Usama, tu aturidu an tazhabu ila al-maktabi al-baridi ita'akhuzul barqiyata.
Barqiyata. Mafulun bihi. Barqiyata. Write down barqiyata, brother. Okay. Now, aturidu an tazhaba. Make sure. Tazhaba. What will you say? Translate.
Ya Osama,
To take the telegram? Fine, very good. Brother Abdul Samad?
Ana uridu an adhaba ila baladi fi utlati
saifi. Yeah. Fi utlati saifi. What's the translation, brother?
I want to go to the city.
My country.
My country.
In the summer vacation. Okay. Brother Saeed?
Yuridu ammi an yadhabi.
An? Yeah. Ammi is uncle. An yazhaba. Yazhaba. Yuridu ammi.
Yuridu ammi an yadhaba ila
juddata.
Juddata liyashtariya sayaratan.
MashaAllah. How will you translate, brother?
My uncle wants to buy.
No,
go
to Jeddah to buy a car. MashaAllah. So here is something we must consider. Yuridu has come. So it means masculine third person. Yuridu, ammi or ammu. So, ammu plus ya mutakallim. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Father Abdul Mukim. MashaAllah. Okay, how will you translate, brother?
Where do you go after ya, O sisters?
Yes.
Where do you go after?
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go, okay, after the dars, mashallah. Salim? Mukbili. How will you translate? We want to go to Pakistan next week. Okay, Al-Usbu'il Mukbili. Okay, Sister Nusrat. Akhwati, this is third person again. Hazal Masa. How will you translate? MashaAllah, very good. Sister Madina. Ummi turidu liyash tashtariya dawa'a. Dawa'a is mafulun bihi. Okay, translate, sister. Drugstore. Medicine, yes. Very good. Saeed Ali is drugstore. Sister Rahima. Ya Umma Kulsum. Ya Umma Kulsum. Fine. Sister Rahima, Mata turidina an tazhabi ila al mustashfa li iyadati akhalati. Okay, fine. Translate. Yeah. Aunt. Ya Ummu Kulsum. Very good. Okay, Sister Arifa. Ya Ikhwanu. Al Yawma. Very good. How will you translate, sister? Yeah. Oh, brothers, do you want to go to the zoo? Very good. Is it clear? This is very easy, brother. Now comes little complicated because we have to use different forms of verb to complete the sentence. Akmil kullan min al jumla latiyati bi wada'i fi'lin mudari'in munasiban. You have to use by putting a proper fi'l mudari'. Okay, sister Aisha. Are you pardon? No, sister. First, no. Here, we have to be very careful. Kharaja tullabu. What is tullabu? Plural. Why did you use singular verb kharaja? Because we started a sentence. And now you have to put the proper form for tullabu. And the best thing will be, if I were to say in English, the students went out of the class to find out or to know. Not to listen, but to know. So what is the word for know? Arafa yarifu. Now it is for tullabu. So it will be yarifuna. Are you with me? Now because li comes, lamu ta'alil, we have to make it mansub. So what will you say? Yarifu. Dropping the noon, mashallah. So you will say, brothers and sisters, kharajat tullabu minal fusuli, from the different classrooms. Fusuli is also jama. Li yarifu. Sababa daudai, to know the reason for this noise or commotion. Are you with me? Sabab is the reason. Got it, Sister Aisha? Yarifu, you will drop the noon. This is very important. Very important to figure out which form to use. In the beginning, it is singular. And then, if the sentence continues, we have to use the proper form of the verb. Sister Maimuna? Ya Sadatu. Sayyidun, singular. What is the plural of Sayyidun? Sadatu. Ya Sadatu. How will you translate? Oh, gentlemen. Min ayyi izatin, from which radio station? You, antum. You want to listen the news? Oh, gentlemen, you can say. Sister Nasreen, now you are talking to Zainab. Ya Zainabu? Yumkinuki an taktubi. Dropping the noon. Haza, you see? Unwana, because kataba, yaktubu, is a transitive verb. It needs mafulun bihi. And then b harf jar came, bil logatil, francia, ti. Nothing else but ti. This is very important, we got to understand. We do not get mixed up with vowel signs. If it is b, it's harf jar. Logati ism majroor, and franciati, what is franciati? Naat. Al logatil franciati. Inshallah. Now, Sister Manas. Li. Go will be better. Okay, say with the verb go. Li. Yazhabna. So li yazhabna. Now translate. The new students came out to go to Mudir, principal. Okay, that will be better. Sister Sukhaina. MashaAllah. Excellent. So, these new students came to Madina Munawwara from different countries, study. Fiqh. MashaAllah. So, brothers and sisters, Ja'a to come. Okay? And then Yadrusuna will become Yadrusu. There is another verb you can write down, brother and sister. Ta'allama. What is it? Ta'allama. We haven't done it. It is form 5. Yata'allamu. What will you say? Yata'allamu. You can easily conjugate. Ta'allama yata'allamu. Okay? Can you get conjugate yata'allamu? This is alamatu mudaliya. The verb is ta'allama. It is form 5. We will study it soon, brother and sister. Yata'allamu, yata'allamani, yata'allamuna. Tata'allamu, tata'allamani, yata'allamna. Like that. Okay, let us continue. Anta, tata'allamu, tata'allamu, tata'allamani, tata'allamuna, tata'allamina, tata'allamani, tata'allamna, ata'allamu, nata'allamu. To learn, to learn. Yadrusu or yata'allamu. Yata'allamu. We drop the noon. Are you with me? Inshallah. See, what is it, brother? This is Ja'a ha'ulai tullabu. Now the tullabu, we have to use the plural. MashaAllah. Okay? And this is a new verb, but it is important verb, brothers and sisters. I will write down how it, the root is alima, to know. And then we bring it in the form 2. It will be allama. This is to know. This is to teach. And the allama is to learn. Are you with me? Inshallah, we are going to do this very soon. All these forms will be doing it. And they are very easy, brothers and sisters. It's very interesting too, to know all these forms, inshallah. Sister Naima, Ya Banatu. Say it one more time properly. An tashrabna al-kahwa ta, mashallah. This is very important. If you say kahwatu, then it is wrong. You made it marfu. We want mafulun bihi, mansu. Translate, Sister Naima. No. Do you want to? Oh, banat. Oh, girls. Oh, girls. Are you with me? Do you want to drink coffee? Oh, girls. Are you with me? Inshallah. Now, Sister Fatima, Ya ayyuhal ikhwa. No. We are not going in detail about this. Later on, I'll explain you, brothers and sisters. Okay, now this is kind of a long sentence. You got a very long sentence. Okay, we will do it, Sister Fatima. La takhruju. What is la takhruju? Don't leave. La nahiya. What is takhruju? Fe'lun, mudari'un, majzumun, bihadfi noon and vowel is the file. So we are addressing brothers in front of us. Second person. La takhruju min al fasli qabla an an si al mudari su qabla an yakhruja qabla an yakhruja al mudari su, that will be your file. Got the idea? Inshallah. Okay, do not go out of the class, come out of the class before the teacher goes out. Okay, Sister Fatima, you want to continue? Ukhruju, what is ukhruju? Amar, how will you describe it? Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hadfinun. And waw is the file. Go out, ba'da, ba'dan, yakhruja, after he goes out. Ba'dan, yakhruja. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ba'da an yakhru ja, after he goes out. Wadkhulu amar again. Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala adhfinun. Waw is the first. Wadkhulu fasla. Wadkhulu fasla. And enter the classroom. Qabla an yadkhula. Okay? Before he enters. You got it, Sister Fatima? All the verbs there? Okay, we will do one more time. Make a note of it, brothers and sisters. La takhruju min al fasli qabla an yakhrujal mudarrisu. Ukhruju ba'da an yakhruja. Wadkhulu wadkhulul fasla qabla an yadkhula. Qabla an yadkhula. Got the idea? Inshallah. Translation, brothers and sisters. Do not go out from the classroom before the teacher goes out. Go out after he goes. And enter, all of you, the classroom before he enters. Are you with me? Okay. Now, again, brothers and sisters, we got al-mastar al-mu'awwal. What is the position of this mastar and mu'awwal? Qabla. What is qabla? Zarf. So al-mastar al-mu'awwal will become mudafilay. Fi mahalli jarrin. Very good. Same thing, ba'da. Ba'da is zarf. So mastar mu'awwal become mudafilay. And same qabla. So do you see here, al-mastar, al-mu'awwal became mudafilehi because it came after zarf. Make a note of it, brothers and sisters. Sister Sumayya. Yes. Okay. Anti kharashti min al-fasli li. Tashara B. What is actually Tashara Bina? Are you with me? Al-ma'a. So Tashara B will become fi'lun mudari'un mansubun bi hadfi noon. Are you with me? Inshallah. That was correct, Sister Sumayya. Alaysa ka zalik? Isn't that so? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Yes, Sister Maimuna. Let us write down. Because we are talking to her and she is in front of us. So, li fashra bi. Got the idea? Li tashra bi. Where is the file? Yeah. So, tashra bi is actually tashra bina. You went out of the classroom to drink water. Isn't that so? Like that. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Is it all clear? Inshallah. Okay. Tammal ma yali. Ponder what follows. Al-mudari'ul-marfu. Can you see? Can you read it down? Yadhabu, yazhabuna. Tazhabu, that is she, and yadhabna. And tazhabu, now we come to second person. If you want, you can put a bracket like this, brothers and sisters, to make it into as a third person. Four verbs, put a bracket. I say it again, brothers and sisters. Yadhabu, yadhabuna, tazhabu, that is for she, and yazhabna. Now put a bracket into all these four and write down third person. Okay? And then we come to second person. Tazhabu, tazhabuna, tazhabina, and then tazhabna. These four, put a bracket and write down second person. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yes. And then azhabu, nazhabu is first person. So third person is ghaib, second person is mukhatab, and first person is mutakallim. Fine. Now, as you can see, al-mudari'ul marfu. So, if we come to yadhabna, what will you say now? Fi'lun, mudari'un, mabniun ala sukun, fi mahalli rafa'in. And the same thing will be said for tazhabna. Fi'lun, mudari'un, mabniun ala sukun, fi mahalli rafa'in. I repeat again, brothers and sisters. Because you sometimes get confused with hunna and antunna. Now you see, in the first form, okay, when you change madi into mudariya, the mudariya are all marfu. They are all marfu. That is why these are all marfu. There are 10. We should have 14. What happens to those 4? They are dual. They have been kept aside. Okay? No. Ana nahnu is first person. They are not dual, brother. Okay? The dual will be, okay, I'll see. I'll read and you figure out the dual. Yazhabu, yazhabani. Okay? Yazhabuna. Tazhabu, tazhabani. So that was 2. Then anta, tazhabu, and then tazhabani. That is also not there. And tazhabina, and then tazhabani. So 4 of them are not there. Okay? But the point is that they are all marfu. So when you describe yadhabna, you will say, or and tazhabna. The description will be same. Fi'lun, mudari'un, mabniun ala sukun, fi mahalli raf'in. Okay. And what is the alamatu rafa? Yadhabu is dhamma. Yazabuna, what do you read? Thubutu noon. The presence of noon. Tazhabu, dhamma. And what is yadhabna? Mabni. Mabni ala sukun. Okay, mabni ala sukun. Then tazhabu, dhamma. Tazhabuna, thubutu noon. Tazhabina, thubutu noon. Tazhabna, mabni, Azhabu Dhamma, Nazhabu Dhamma. Alhamdulillah, we are pretty strong in this because you have worked very hard. And I hope this is very clear. There is no confusion. Will you agree with me? There is no confusion in the class with regards to this. Now we come to Al-Mudari'u Mansub. Yazhaba. Brothers and sisters, Yazhaba, Yazhabu, Tazhaba, Yazhabna. Do you have Yazhabna or Tazhabna? Make it into Yazhabna. Because this is typo, because Tazhabna comes twice. It cannot come twice. Are you with me? Because Yazhabna is Hunna. Again the same, give a bracket and put it third person. The first four third person, the second four second person, and the last two first person. Just for your, you know, clear understanding, inshallah. So, yadhaba, yadhaba, what is the alamat of mansub? Fata. Yadhabu, alfunun. Azfunun. Very good. Tazhaba fatah. Yazhabna mabni. Tazhaba al-fatah. Tazhabu azfunun. Tazhabi azfunun. Tazhabna mabni. Azhaba nazhaba. Both are fatah. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now we described yazhabna and Tazhabna. How will you describe? Fi'lun, mudari'un, mabni'un ala sukun. Fi mahalli nasbin. Because these are all mansub. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So this is not difficult and you have a very good idea. Plus, this exercise makes it even further clear, the whole concept. Inshallah. Okay. Ta'ammal ma yali. Allah is equal to An plus la. Arju an tadkhula. What is the meaning of arju? Brothers and sisters, what is the madi of arju? Raja. No, raja means to hope. What is the meaning of raja? Is to hope. But it is also used to request. So when you say arju, it means I request, or you can say please. Please. Okay? You are requesting somebody. So if you say arju an tadkhula, what will be the proper English translation? Please enter. Now I request is understood. Please enter. I request is understood. We don't say I request you to enter, we say, please enter. Okay. Arju Allah tadkhula. What will be the English translation? Please do not enter. Are you with me? Please do not enter. I request you not to enter. Fine, brothers and sisters. Next one is Arju an tajlis huna. What will you say? Please sit here. And arju Allah tajlis huna. Allah tajlisa. Okay? Please do not sit here. Write down this translation, brothers and sisters. Please please do not. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now, ka, brothers and sisters, what is ka? Arfchar. What is the meaning of ka? As, or like, or similar. As, or like, or similar. harfun min hurufu jar. It is one of the particles of pulling it down, preposition. Harfu jar is to pull down, particle of pulling down. Okay, but it means in English preposition. هذه المدرسة كالمسجد. Translation, brother. This school is like a masjid. You know. Okay. Okay. Analyze, brother. هذه مبتدا المدرسة بدل. البدل. Who said badal? Masha'Allah. And kal masjidi char majroor shubhu jumla khabar. Very good. Okay. This is a nice phrase, brother. When the coffee is cold, it tastes like a water. Hadhihi al-kahwatu kal ma'i. Translation, brother? It's like water. Is like water. Okay. Hadhihi mubtada. Al kahwatu badal. Kalmai jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. MashaAllah.